Welcome, darling. Open your eyes. Yes, yes. Don't worry too much about your restraints. We won't need them after today. But for this first session, I find it's... well, it's simpler. If you're... a bit tied up. Now, I know. I bought you that drink, and I was coming on so hard at the bar. And now you don't remember anything. Well, let me fill you in. You are in my lair. I know, what a delightfully old-fashioned word, isn't it? I mean, it's not like it's an underground dungeon or anything. I mean, it's a nice brownstone, for fuck's sake. But it does have some excellent lighting, and, well, with the candles lit and the mirrors, it does have a somewhat, well, dark and dangerous effect. Well, I bet you're wondering why you're tied to that table. Spread eagle. Naked. Or maybe this is just your usual Saturday night. No? No, you didn't agree to this. I didn't ask. It's too late to ask for things. Besides, I'm not really known for asking. Me and my kind, we prefer to take. Oh, but there's no need to be afraid. Times have changed. Things have come a long way. The technology is a little more up to date, and, well, after thousands and thousands of years of experimenting, my sisters and I have figured out the secret. The secret to keeping you alive while still draining you. Oh, did I not mention that I'm a succubus? Yes. That's where this incredible, unbelievably gorgeous face and body comes from. It's magic. And the reason you feel a siren call whenever I speak? Well, that's magic too. I can seduce anyone. Male, female, young or old. But I have a penchant. For things such as yourself. Such delightful creatures. So reactive to touch. You understand. So no, we don't have to kill you anymore. I don't know how many nights I would go to sleep after draining a man, only to wake up to find him cold, lifeless next to me. And while that has a certain appeal, I just was sad that I couldn't have more. But now we've realized all we need to do is to hook you up to a few simple machines to track exactly how much of your essence we can take from you. I say we, yes. For this moment, it'll just be me. But of course, once you are an initiate? A toy, if you will. You belong to all the succubi. Of course, you'll always have a place in your heart for me, as I'm the first you'll have. Now, let's see. I haven't touched you, have I? And yet... Blood? No. I don't want your blood. Yes, of course, I don't want you to die. But usually, we give pleasure so extreme that most don't survive their orgasms. I mean, okay, so we're also sucking out some of your life essence, but I swear it's mostly just the orgasm, I think, that kills people. They just can't seem to handle the pleasure. I will say, though, while we can keep you alive, you'll never want to have sex with anyone except a succubus ever again. We have the most perfect mouth. Can't you see? If I lean over and kiss you, can you feel that? All the way down to your toes, you can feel that more than you have felt most orgasms in your life. Just from a kiss, barely touching your lips. Every touch of mine is electric. I know. I've watched men, I've watched women cry, beg me to continue, even when I show them that they are on the verge of death. One more, they'll say, just one more. But I've learned how not to break my toys. So the first time, it will hurt. Because bliss always hurts just a little. Now I shall run this fingernail down your chest, across the stomach, and down. But I'm not going to touch you there yet. I know that's what you want. Of course that's what you want. But not yet. No, I'm going to use my nails and gently, maybe a little more than gently, run them up your legs, your inner thighs. And then I'm going to take these balls of yours in my hand and gently roll them and squeeze just a little. You're crying out in pleasure, in pain. Does it matter? Oh, not to me. And I will continue to run my fingernails across your groin, teasing, but never quite touching this cock of yours, because I know that's what you want. But you don't want it nearly enough yet. Oh, no, no, no. And back to these balls of yours. So delicate, aren't they? A bit of a tug, perhaps a slap. Oh, you jump in such a nice way. And you've only whimpered a few times. I think almost that you might like this sweet torture of me pressing my thumb against the base of your cock and just rubbing so slowly in a tiny, tiny circle. Don't you wish that I would grab your cock with my whole hand and stroke it up and down? I could have Celia do it. I could call her in right now and have her jerk your cock. Do you want Celia? No. You want me? Of course you do. And don't worry, Celia will have her turn as well. We all will. Of course. It'll be so perfect. Now, can you feel my two fingertips running along the bottom of your shaft? Just lightly teasing. I like the way your hips are jerking. It's quite nice. It's very nice indeed. I think you want my mouth. Do you want my mouth? Answer me. Or would you prefer my hand around your neck? Tight on your throat? Oh, I see. You want both. You want one hand to wrap around your cock and the other around your neck, don't you? I can do that. I know just how much to squeeze. That's a delicious sound you just made. Do it again. Very nice. Your cock is so hard now. So deliciously hard. Do you want me to pump your cock? Oh, while I choke you? Tell me that's what you want. Oh, no, this isn't going to hurt you. You'll know when it hurts. These are just tickles. My hand gripping this cock of yours. And your throat. Ooh, look at your face. Just a little red. You look flushed. Out of breath. So perfect. I could play with you like this for hours. And if I move my hands faster and bring you right to the edge. Look at the way you try to jerk your hips. No. You don't control your pleasure. I control your pleasure. If you are to have any pleasure at all, it is because I will it. Shall I just leave you like this then? Take both my hands off of you and leave you needy, hungry, or... do you want my mouth?